Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Pray Big, Already in Progress.
Welcome to the Living Savior Church. Praise the Lord. I hope you found somebody to shake hands with and somebody shook your hand. Praise the Lord. Want to be known as the friendliest church on the block. No, not just the block, in the whole country. We want to be known as that church that sees miracles. That's
actually,
how we want to be known.
We are that church that sees miracles.
Do what, honey?
Actually, we are that church that sees miracles.
Yes, we are. Praise the Lord. Yes,
ever since
Lord.
I ran into you at the Kinko's, I've been seeing miracles.
Amen.
Literally. That was a miracle, oh, yes.
Yeah, she got healed out of it too.
I did.
Yeah, sure.
Many times over.
Yeah, many times over. It's amazing, you know, when you meet a woman and have no idea that she's sick and got an incurable disease. And so you just invite her to a healing school, and she comes, and she listens to the word, and hears that it's sin that caused it, and so I did do something wrong, so I'm going to repent, and now I'm going to be prayed for, and God forgave her and instantly healed her, and she's been healed
Amen.
Ever since.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was sick with that disease for how many years?
20? 30.
30 years. 30 years. And then all of a sudden,
I
Jesus showed up and got healed. And we're all pitiful without Jesus. You know, we're all pitiful. Cheryl wants to talk to you a little bit about the orphanage.
Yes, Christmas tree. I have 9 weeks. Nine. That's not very long. That's not very long at all. So, as you see with these little yellow slips, we started this. This is our 15th annual Christmas benefit for Christ Haven for Children. Last year we raised $112,700. Yay. We broke the 100,000 mark last year, and we gave Christmas to 4,606 children, teen moms, homeless, elderly, and 308 needy families. We not only give to Christ Haven, but we give to Grace, which is Grapevine Relief and Community Exchange that serves Grapevine, Colleyville, and Southlake. We give to, they have, I think it's 2,700 children and 700 families. We give to Salvation Army in Denton, which has 3,000 children and like 750 families. We give to the Wings of Hope, which is some airline pilots that came together. They also give to Grace and Alina Pope Home, which is for orphans and teen moms. We also give to the Justin Community Closet in Justin. They service 3,000 a month, every month. It's probably more than that now. And where else do we? Oh, yeah, nursing homes. We gave to the Justin Nursing Home the last 3 years. We were told that 90% of the residents don't receive anything for Christmas because their family doesn't come visit them, which I think is pitiful. So anyway, so we gave to them in the last 3 years. And then also because of Salvation Army, we give to 8 Denton nursing homes. And so that's a great thing. So we still need, what's my total? We've raised so far $9,876. So that's not bad, but that's not close to 112 yet. And I only have 9 weeks, so it's like the pressure is on. Not really. God always, no, there's
pressure
no pressure.
With the king.
No, there's
pressure
not.
With the
God,
king.
Always, God always tells me, yeah. He says, have you ever been short? And I say, no. He says that every year to me. Have you ever been short? And I say, no. He always provides, so I don't have to worry about it. Strangers come up to me, the church, y'all help so much, and the church on the mailing list that get the media, they help so much. So if you can help giving a donation, just write Christmas or children on it so that I'll know that's where it goes, because otherwise everything goes into the general fund. But I appreciate all your help. I have the wish list, if there's a particular thing you want to buy for someone, or we need 75 Six Flags tickets. I think the Six Flags tickets, if I buy them before October 31st, are $65 a piece. So if anybody wants to buy a Six Flags ticket, I'd appreciate anything you can do. At Grace, they haven't given me their list, but it will be the same. Like, their family gifts are like towels, 2 sets of bath towels and 2 washcloths. Isn't that a wonderful family gift? If you don't have one, it is. They had a man that came maybe three years ago, they were at a particular place, and the man had just been there and just brought in this enormous amount of towels, and he went in there and he told them, he said, you didn't know at the time that I was homeless, and he said, you gave me towels, and I needed towels, you know, and so he came back and brought all these towels, you know, so God's good. He's going to provide what he needs to provide for everyone. He's a big God. So if you can help, God bless you. We appreciate it. And she also cooks the cakes for the bakes the cakes for the kingdom for us. And so all the money actually goes to the Christmas fund. So if you want to help out and buy cakes, when are you going to start bringing them next week? Oh, well then tell her what you want, Paul Sue. Tell her if they're wonderful. Are you going to do different flavors or are we just...
Yeah, I'm going to count
things. Okay, so lemon, strawberry, and regular sour cream pound cake. And they're yummy. I've eaten all of them. So, y'all, help us out by eating a lot.
God bless y'all. I've got something to say right quick about producing fruit for the kingdom. You know, some people never do anything for God. But you notice what this young lady said she's going to do. You know, she's going to make cakes and she's going to sell them and whatever the money gets, so she's going to provide everything and then she's going to put all the money in the children's fund. This woman a year ago was sick. She had been sick for 20 years. She'd been in excruciating pain for 20 years. And she came up on the healing Jesus at this ministry. And Jesus touched her and healed her. Now then, she can't produce enough fruit for the kingdom. She wants to be about the master's business. I'm not wishing anything bad on some of you, but some of you might need a little boot in the rear end. Because, you know, you've had it so good so long. Yesterday, they brought two children to me. And when these two children, the last ones they brought to me, I thought, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're going to do. But I'm able to stand up. I'm able to jump and run and play. I have some physical things wrong with this body, but it still works. I can't see as good as I used to. I'm not as steady as I used to. But praise God, I can still walk and I can still see and I can still talk. I had two children. They brought me two children yesterday. A 13-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. And those two children have lived in a wheelchair all knotted up their entire life. They have never walked. They've never been spoken. They've never done anything that you and me take for granted. When I prayed for those two children yesterday, I thought, you know, we thought this case that you just saw here that Jeff presented, we thought this was a bad one. Didn't we, Jeff?
Yep.
That little guy looked bad.
Yep.
And praise God, God is taking us step by step. He knows exactly what he's doing, because I remember a few years ago that if you brought me a headache, I couldn't even pray for a headache. Now then, I'm looking for people that got headaches. And I know when I touch you in his name, you're going to get healed, because I know I've got the faith to do it. I've locked the word in. I know it's in there. I know what my God can do. And he says, those that know their God shall do great and mighty things. But I think whenever it came time for little Gideon, just a few weeks ago, when this woman, I will have to say, this woman was persistent. She emailed and emailed and emailed. Our son's getting worse. He's getting worse. And yeah, he's going to die, and Cheryl and I, we would, on the email, we would pray, and we would remit their sins, and then we'd say, it's done. We have prayed, it is done.
And she begged you to call.
Yeah, but they kept on and kept on and kept on, and she finally pleaded with me to call. She said, if you would just come up here.
No, she asked you to call first. You called her first.
Yeah, I called her and talked to her. I told them there's a sin, there's an issue here, you got to get right. I said, no curse comes upon you undeserved. And so I talked to her about that. And then finally, whenever the little boy wasn't getting any better. Y'all remember the story about Jenna, how that we prayed for Jenna, we prayed for Jenna, we prayed for Jenna. She got worse and she got worse until we finally went to God and found the sin and repented of the sin. And then y'all remember what the Lord did for her? Awesome testimony. I mean, awesome testimony. Well, This was the same kind of deal with Gideon. He's getting worse. He's getting worse. Now then his kidneys are stopped working. He can't digest food. And when the doctors say we've done all we can do and there ain't nothing we can do to help him, and probably in just a matter, I think they said a matter of weeks, he could probably be dead.
Yeah.
So the mother, she contacts us, one, please, Pastor Thurman, I know if you will come up here. I just know. I thought, you know, people are getting too much faith in me. It's not me. It's the Master. He's the one that does everything. Not me. Not Jeff. It's the Master. So I finally told Cheryl, I said, okay, we're going to go. I'm not going to go, but I'm going to see if Jeff wants to go. I said, we've sent him out several times before. He likes to go and take a day or two off from here and go do something. So I said, let's see if he wants to go. We'll send him to Pennsylvania. So I went in and talked to Jeff. I said, Jeff, if I buy you a ticket and everything, will you go to Pennsylvania and pray for this little boy? He said, sure, no problem. So we sent him on an airplane, and he goes up there. And as like he said, he prayed, Lord, what is the problem here? Because we know there's an issue. And what is the problem? And the Lord told him, something has changed with Gideon. What has changed with Gideon? Well, what did change? Because here he was carried in the mother's womb. And dear, think about this now. While this little child is being carried in mother's womb, daddy is sinning. He's breaking a covenant he made with his wife. And the covenant was a stupid cell phone. It wasn't morality. It wasn't, you know, adultery or something like that. He promised her he wouldn't buy a cell phone. Yeah, I'll not live in the world. I will not buy a cell phone. He made a pact with his wife that they would do something, and then he lied and he broke the covenant and he bought a cell phone. Somebody said, my God, surely God wouldn't kill a child over a stupid cell phone. It's the lying he hates. That's why we got so many people in the church that's sick, because we don't believe God will do what he said he'd do. When he said in the Proverbs, I hate liars, that's what he means. I hate liars. I hate adulterers. I hate those that shed innocent blood. Let me tell you what, if you think you can get by with God, if you're sick and you got something wrong with you, you better be finding what the sin is, because if you don't get rid of that sin, I guarantee you're going to die. You better straighten your act up. God does not play games. If there's anything we've learned at this ministry, he does not play games, does he, Jeff?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Pray Big, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.